during the Burning Man Festival, which wrapped up this week, a huge temporary city is erected where there are only two things you can use money for: ice and coffee. Everything else of value within the city's limits is gifted, especially food. Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger followed a camp doing just that, gifting hot food to the denizens of Black Rock City.
They better walk right in and stay right down. Baby, let your mind roll on.
Walking down the streets of Burning Man can be overwhelming to the senses. Bands ride on art cars, light shows and dance camps are abundant, while others create temporary bars and pubs that will serve anyone who walks up with an empty cup and an ID. But perhaps one of the most common sights on the playa are the food camps. These small groups offer everything from fried bologna sandwiches to gourmet waffles to beignets and homemade soda. One camp, known as Phoasis, spent the week serving hot bowls of Vietnamese soup called pho. The effort was led in part by Jandy Stevens of Seattle.
So right now I'm prepping noodles because they take a little bit longer to cook, so we want to make sure that everything is as prepped as we can be for the first wave of people. Yeah. And getting both stock pots ready to go. Boil and go, yeah, you got to give it at least 30 to 45 minutes before the actual shift starts.
Every night when the temperatures in the desert would dip, Phoasis doled out bowls of pho between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. during the week of the burn. She says bringing enough soup to feed hundreds takes a lot of time, energy, gear, and least of all food.
Just food, we're upwards of $600, I think. And pho's relatively inexpensive.
Phoasis is just one of dozens of food camps that were set up on the playa this year. Jared Danielson of Seattle also served pho at the camp. He says it's all part of the gifting culture of Burning Man.
This is only my third burn, but I felt like it would be rewarding to participate more in the community and give something back. You know, one of my favorite things of Burning Man has been the food camps and some of the excellent food you can get out here that people are generous enough to serve. So I wanted to, participate in that and give back to the community of Burning Man.
There's no bartering or buying, only giving, and that includes the makeshift restaurants. And for many, like Michael Linares of San Francisco, the warm soup is exactly what's needed after a long day out on the playa.
This is a barren wasteland, and it's hard enough to get your tent here and your sleeping bag and your 7 days of water, let alone, like, come out here and brew some pho and give it out for free to strangers. It's really sweet.
For burners, these food camps can be a blessing, especially at a time when many are questioning the evolution of the festival. Plug-and-play camps and glamping have become ubiquitous, and some feel like the tenets of the event are being lost to those just looking for a good time. But for others, the existence of a camp like Phoasis is a reminder of where the festival began. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.